Joining me now with news of the day is Annie Haswell. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Sarah. The COVID watch of the day, worldwide 27.6 million cases now with 18.6 recovered and 898,000 deaths. You can see the million mark coming up there. In Australia, almost 26,500 cases now with almost 23,000 recovered and 781 deaths. And once again, eyes on Victoria, 51 new cases there overnight and 7 deaths. So still distressing, but it looks as though it's coming down.
Tracking with Andrew's proposed opening schedule, so that's looking positive. A major world report with distressing reality check on what's happening to wild animals.
Yes, well, conservation group Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF, released a major report today showing that wildlife populations have fallen by more than two-thirds in less than 50 years. And the graph is pretty difficult to look at. Starts in 1970 quite high and drops dramatically. They said that this catastrophic decline showed no sign of slowing, with the largest declines in tropical areas. The drop of 94% for Latin America and the Caribbean is the largest anywhere in the world. And they say it's driven by a cocktail of threats to reptiles, amphibians and birds.
Oh, that's so sad. Meanwhile, a surprising nomination for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, well, far-right Norwegian politician Christian Tybring-Gedde has put American President Donald Trump's name forward for the 2021 prize, citing the president's role in the recent peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. He claims to not be a big Trump supporter, but it is the second time he's nominated Trump. Previously, in 2018, he was one of two Norwegian lawmakers to nominate Mr. Trump for the same prize. In that case, it was for his efforts to bring reconciliation to North and South Korea.
And JobKeeper works its way up into the executive ranks.
Yes, well, 17 companies in the top 300 in Australia that received government subsidies, JobKeeper, paid out dividends to investors totaling more than $250 million, according to research by proxy firm Ownership Matters. The report also said 25 companies in the ASX 300 index received JobKeeper support payments and then paid their executives bonuses totaling more than $24 million.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Sarah.